Rome County Fairgrounds.
All right, 7:40 in the Magic Valley, and we're going to do a little chit-chatting. Now, Cheryl, give me a hang on here. I was complaining about Facebook just a minute ago, and the reason being is that they've changed everything. All the settings have changed, and now I can't find where you go live. So I guess we'll just have to do this without being live on Facebook. Sorry about that. I'll try to do better next time. But yeah, have you noticed, what is with Facebook doing all of this kind of stuff? Is this?
I would like to have an answer for you, but I don't.
I know. I don't get it.
My theory is somebody's bored and they decided they were going to make life interesting for the rest of us.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, you know, I mean, it says connect. But anyway, we'll forget about that for now. And we are going to talk about Jerome Chamber of Commerce. And what do you want to talk about today?
We're going to talk about confidence. And this blog post came from a conversation I had with a fellow passenger on a return flight.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a business consultant, and she was down in Mexico consulting with a business that was struggling and trying to get them back on their feet.
Right.
And she was telling me a story about going in and observing the different team members. And mm-hmm. how this one particular team member was very, very good at her job and very passionate about it.
Okay.
But she was voluntold that she would also be given the role of marketing.
Okay. So that's, you know, that's not an easy task if you're told you're going to walk in and do marketing.
The challenge is it's not as easy as what people think. You know, back in the day, marketing and sales were kind of one and the same.
Right.
But they're really not the same. You know, going out and doing a sales call is one thing. But when you come to having that artistic mindset with doing the marketing and coming up with the ads and the creative designs and stuff like that,
yeah,
is very, very different. So this person felt very much out of her wheelhouse. So this consultant, as she was observing things, finally went to the manager and owners and said, I really think that we need to do some switching around.
Mm-hmm.
And on their skill sets and their strengths, this particular person, I think you need to make them the general manager.
Wow.
And they said, well, why? Well, she's very linear in thinking, and mm-hmm. and she will excel at setting schedules and working with other employees and getting
right.
the things done, but marketing's not her thing. And then you need to put this other person on this other end.
Right.
And when they came to the employee and told her about her role change, mm-hmm. like many people, the first reaction is, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm not skilled enough. And we lack the confidence that somebody else sees in us. And so that's what had happened. They ended up working with her and coaching her, and they're still continuing coaching sessions, but it's thriving, and business is, they're getting new clients and stuff because of her skill set in being a general manager versus doing the marketing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Well, we are live, by the way, on Facebook now. So
hey,
if you have a question,
I got it.
See, we can
awesome.
Wave now and we okay. can say, hey. Okay. So anyway, go ahead.
You know, and so how many times do we do that? Does somebody give us a compliment? We're like going, who are you talking about? That's not me. Right? We don't see our own strengths the same way. Simon Sinek said, confidence doesn't come from knowing what will happen. It comes from knowing that no matter what happens, you can adapt. Learn to get comfortable with the uncomfortable and confidently deliver even when you're not fully prepared. So there's a few things that you can do to help increase your confidence level.
Okay.
The first one is don't focus on what others think.
Okay.
All right. You know, when we worry too much time worrying about everybody else thinks about
right.
us.
Right. I got that.
Just
yeah.
get rid of that, right?
Get that. Yep.
Recognize your uniqueness.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you you?
What exactly? Define success on your own terms. I cannot compare success in my mind and measure it to what you define success is because,
yeah.
A, we're different. We're in different industries, different careers.
Right.
You know, and so you can't compare yourselves to others. Get out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah, there you
right?
go.
Right? And so when somebody gives you a compliment and says, hey, I think that you would be fantastic at this,
right.
you actually need to listen and think that maybe they are onto something because, once again, we're always our own worst enemies and we
right.
think the worst of ourselves and others will see the better. And yep. then, of course, emulate others that you really admire.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
There's so much more on this.
I'm going to say, on your blog, let me guess.
Yeah. go ahead.
you're going to have this on your blog, aren't you now?
It is on the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com.
By the way, we got to welcome you back from Hawaii. You You were recently on vacation, so
I was recently on vacation.
Congratulations to what happened there. So
Well, I guess now you better tell everybody what I was on vacation for, since nobody else probably really knows.
Cheryl got married over the weekend, or over the past.
It was like 13 days ago.
Yeah, 12, 13 days ago she got married, and Hawaii was where she took her honeymoon.
Let me tell you, we didn't want to come back.
Hey, coming up on June the 9th, we have a small business pitfall chamber lunch.
Yeah, today's the last day to register on visitjeremiahidaho.com. Click on events. It is going to be a great session. And it's not only for small businesses, but we all kind of get in our routine and stuck in the grind. And pitfalls happen all around us regardless of how long you've been in business.
Yeah. Business After Hours, D.L. Evans Bank. Thank you so much. And that's our first one in forever.
Our first one this year. Like, yes, forever. So
June 16th.
Bring a friend. Bring a door prize or a swag to promote your business.
You
June 16th. 5 p.m. at D.L. Evans here in Jerome.
All right. Jerome Freedom Fest coming up June 26th. If you're interested, there's more information there, and you guys can help them out. Thank you so much to everybody that's going to be part of that. And, of course, we're celebrating 4th of July, but we're doing a little bit early. We always do it a little bit early so that then there's other events that's going on, and then we get in there, and that way you're not trying to figure out which one to go to.
Well, let's mention that this year the Freedom Fest will be the full event in the park during the day with the fireworks in the evening, whereas last year we had to accommodate for COVID and
COVID-19,
just
yeah. You know, we all look like Eskimos covered up, and so stupid looking. Anyway.
Why don't you tell us what you really think about that, Paul?
All right, and then we got the Golf Scramble that's coming up on July 10th. Anyway, you got a whole calendar of events as I bump my microphone there, and you can find that where?
Visit JeromeIdaho.com, or you can contact the chamber at 208-324-2711.
All right, Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you.